glad to be back with you again.
很高兴再一次能够回到大家中间。
Especially on the occasion of celebrating our church's anniversary.
特别是我们教会堂庆的日子。
The church was started with 18 people back in
1961. 1961年我们成立的时候只有18位。
No, I wasn't there at the beginning.
其实那时候我并不在这里。
I came later when they started English ministry.
我后来在教会成立英文堂时，我加入的。See,
the church started in Chinatown for Cantonese-speaking people.
教会刚开始的时候，我们只有粤语堂。But
those parents had children who didn't speak Cantonese very well.
但是粤语堂弟兄姐妹他们的孩子都不太讲广东话。And
so there was a need for English-speaking ministry.
所以需要有讲英文的侍奉。But
it was very hard and difficult.
那是一个很艰难的事情。There
were so many needs.
有很多的需要。And
the pastor, the founding pastor, didn't really speak English very well.
我们创建的牧师，他本人英文也不是讲得很惯。And
I started out as a layperson helping the English ministry.
我刚开始也是半职在这边侍奉英文堂。And
then later on, I was hired to work with the English speaking.
后来我就被全职侍奉英文堂。So
you might say it's very similar to the stage that this congregation is in.
所以从某种意义上讲，跟我们现在邮政国语堂所经历的很相似。That
there's lots of opportunity.
有很多很多的机会。There's
lots of needs.
也很多很多的需要。But
not enough helpers.
但是没有很多的同工。And
so the people that are serving feel stressed out.
所以那些不是同工觉得很
They feel like they wear many different hats doing many different things. And I think when a church starts out, it attracts a certain kind of people.
当教会刚开始的时候，他们会集聚一批很相关的群众到我们中间。
It attracts the people that have a vision.
他会带一些有意向的同工在我们中间。
That we desire to see the outreach and impact of this congregation to grow more and more.
我们希望说我们的福音工作能够更吸引更多的人来到主的面前。And
so we have very high expectations.
所以我们的希望也很高。And
we're certainly very hardworking, many of us.
我们工作也很辛勤。And
so we're all working toward this goal.
所以我们大家都有共同目的。But
there's a danger in this type of environment.
但是在这样的环境当中也有它很危险的一面。
There's a danger even in serving.
甚至在我们服事当中也有一个危险的方面。
And so we want to look at this passage because I believe God has a message for us.
我们今天读的这段经文，我相信神借这段经文要对我们说话。
But let me first share with you the context of the passage that we just read.
现在我们大家一起来看一下这段经文的背景。
If you were to read the beginning part of chapter 10, you'll find that God is talking a lot about reaching more and more people.
如果你在读路加福音第四章开始，你会发现说，神在这里告诉我们说，需要我们去更多的，让很多人带领很多的人到主的面前。
In verse 2 and 3 of this chapter, Jesus says, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest."
在路加福音的第十章第二到三节，主对说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的工人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。”So
Jesus is saying the task is huge.
耶稣开始说：“我们的任务很大很重。”The
harvest is plentiful.
庄稼很多很多。But
we don't have enough help.
但是我们没有。
And so we are faced with this huge task.
我们面对这样一个很大的任务,
and yet we don't seem to have enough workers.
但是我们却没有很多的同工。
And so that's sometimes how we feel.
这就是有时候我们的感受。
And certainly he says we need to pray to the Lord.
耶稣在告诉我们说我们要向我们的神呼求。
But maybe for many of us we don't pray, we just work harder.
但是我们很多人也许我们很少有 祷告的时间，我们只是想好好工作，努力的工作。
And later on in this chapter, he talks about the parable of the Good Samaritan.
在路加福音十章后面，他也讲到说一个关于好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
starting in verse, chapter 10, verse 25, he gives the parable of the good Samaritan.
从25节开始，他开始讲一个好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
And we know from that parable that he talks about this Samaritan, about this man who was robbed and left for dead.
在这里比喻讲到说，一个人被强盗抢劫，然后被打了。
And the priests go by, and the Levites go by, but they don't help him.
牧师走那边过，祭司走那边过，立位人也走那边过，但是没有一个人帮助。
But this Samaritan, a person that was half Jewish, helped this person.
但是有一个撒玛利亚人，他其实只有一半犹太人血统，他去帮助了。
And Jesus told that story to tell the young man that was asking, "Who is my neighbor?"
耶稣讲这个故事是回答了一个年轻人的问题，说谁是我的邻舍？
My neighbor is someone that I see who has a need and I can help them.
耶稣回答说，其实这耶稣回答他意思说，你的邻舍就是有需要你去帮助的。
And so certainly there is also a call not only to evangelism, but also you might say social responsibility.
所以我们 辅导出来，当然是要传福音，我们也有我们的对社会责任的一部分。
So if you are a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, you have a lot of things that God expects from you.
所以如果你是门徒，你是耶稣的跟随者，其实你有很多事情要做。
And sometimes we can kind of be overwhelmed with all the things that we are supposed to do.
有时候甚至我们会觉得做的事太多，我们都有点不胜任。
And so that's why I believe Jesus included this sort of a small story.
这就是为什么神在这里引出这样一个好像是一个很小的一个故事。
The small incident in the life of Jesus.
在耶稣身上的一个很小的一个插曲。
But it has a lot of meaning for all of us who are serving the Lord.
但是对我们这些服事人来讲，确实非常非常有重要意义。
In verse 38, it says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcome him into her house."
38节说，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。
So we see that Jesus and probably his disciples were entering into this village that in other parts of scripture we probably guess is the village of Bethany.
我们从这里看见说，耶稣也许和他的门徒一起进到这个村庄，当然从圣经别的地方我们看出这个村庄是在格利本。
And this is about 6 months before Christ would be crucified.
这是在耶稣受难的6个月以前。
And Mary, Martha, also had a sister and brother named Martha, and Mary and Lazarus.
那个马大还有一个妹妹叫玛利亚，还有弟弟是我们熟悉的拉撒路。
And if you were to read in the gospel, you'd say, okay, I heard of that, you know, Lazarus, you know, was raised from the dead.
如果你读过福音书，你知道说啊，拉撒路这个名字我听说过，因为耶稣曾经让他从死里复活。
And so it seems that Jesus, sometimes in his journey, he would come to Martha's house and rest there.
从这里我们看出，其实耶稣在他的侍奉路上，有时候他会去别人家里面需要休息。
So in my outline, I want to first talk about the mission of Martha.
所以我在我下面讲到的，我首先想讲这一点是关于这个马大他怎么做的。
Among these three siblings, it seems Martha was probably the oldest.
在这三个兄妹当中，马大可能是最大的一个。And
it seems like she was the more outspoken, more aggressive of the siblings.
看上去她好像也是最喜欢讲话，而且是对这个很活跃的一个。And
she shows hospitality to Jesus.
她非常热情地接待耶稣。She
invites Jesus into her home.
她甚至把耶稣接到她的家里。
And certainly for Jesus, it was a treat to have a home-cooked meal.
当然，对耶稣来讲，这也是肯定是一个很好事，因为能有人接待他，给他提供饭。It
was a place that they could just rest and just be themselves.
对，一个地方他们可以休息，也可以得到像他们自己的正常生活。But
you can imagine the stress that puts on Martha.
你可以想象，在马大来讲，这是一件也是一个很有压力的事情。
Here it is, Jesus and probably the 12 disciples coming into your home to have dinner.
这里来了耶稣和他的十二个门徒到你家来吃饭。
It's imagine if you invited me, the senior pastor, and the pastoral staff to come to your house for dinner.
假设你想象你请了我们我自己我们的主任牧师还有我们教会的其他的牧长到你家来吃饭。
You would feel very stressed, I'm sure.
你肯定会觉得比较有压力。
You want to make sure this is the best meal they ever had.
你想说对我要提供最好的食物。
You want to make sure you select the right menu.
你想觉得你选了最好的菜单。
You want to make sure the house is clean.
你想房子应该是每个角落都很干净。
And you bring out your best dinnerware.
你想把你最好的这个用餐的餐具拿出来。
You just want everything to be perfect.
你想任何事要做得很完美。
And so this is the way Martha felt.
这就是马大的想法。
Because she wanted Jesus and the disciples to just have a great and wonderful meal.
她想耶稣和他的门徒真的好一个最美的晚餐。
And I think Martha was a very hardworking type person.
而且我们看到马大也是一个非常辛勤的人。
She was very focused on her goal.
她是非常专注做她的事情。
She was what we would call a driven person.
我觉得她是一个真的是一个很有动力的人。
And I would say in the church, we have lots of people that are like Martha.
从某种来讲，我们教会也许有很多很多类似马大这样的。
And we need people like Martha.
确实，我们需要这样的。
Because those people, they get things done.
这是他们能让这个教会运作。
You know, sometimes you ask people to do things, and you know they're just sort of, you know, they don't really give their full effort.
有时候你会发现说，你邀请人做事，其实他们真的并不是完完全全把他们的。
They take their responsibility very casually. But people like Martha, you ask them to do something, they will put everything, all their energy into it. They will get things done. But there's also a danger for those kinds of people. My wife's mother, my mother-in-law, was a Christian.
我的岳父是一个基督徒。
Now she has passed away now.
她当然已经离开这个世界。
But she used to live in New York City.
但是她以前曾经住在纽约。
And so my wife and I occasionally will go down to New York City to visit her mother.
所以我和我太太有时候会去纽约城里面啊访问我的岳母。
And you know her apartment was very small.
她的住的公寓很小。
But whenever we came to visit her, it seemed like she was always in the kitchen.
但是每次我们去了，我们都发现她总是在厨房里。
Now we came to New York to see her.
我们去纽约去看她。
We didn't go there for a good meal.
我们到了并不是为了吃顿好吃。
We didn't go there to sightsee.
我们并不要去说去参观那边的风光。
We came to see her.
我们去看她。
But it always seems like when we're visiting her.She was always in the kitchen.
但是每次我们去，总发现她在厨房里面。
She, as soon as we come, she would want to serve us a nice snack.
当我们去的时候，她首先就帮我们做一个很好的美味的点心。
And as soon as the snack is finished, she would be starting to work on dinner.
点心刚刚做完，她就忙着去厨房开始做晚餐。
And after dinner was done and she cleaned everything up, she would start making.Dumplings and things so that we could bring it back to Boston.
晚餐刚刚吃完，把碗盘洗完以后，他就开始笼包饺子，准备到明天再回家。
And so, even though we came to see her, she was always in the kitchen.
我们真的是常常看不到她，因为她在厨房里。
You see, the kitchen was very small. We really, you know, we wouldn't want to get in her way in that small kitchen.
那个厨房很小，只能容下她一个。
So here it is, I'm with my wife in the living room with my children, and we're just talking about ourselves, but we came here to see my mother-in-law.
所以我和我太太孩子们只能坐在那个客厅里面在那聊天，就是看不见我这位岳
母。And so finally we would go home.
最后我们回家。
Bring the dumplings that she made to go home.
把她做的饺子都带回家。
And then, you know, when we get back to Boston, we'll call her and tell her, oh, you know, we made it back safely.
当我们到波士顿以后，我们就会打电话告诉他，我们已经安全到达。
But my mother-in-law would say, "Oh, I was so exhausted."
岳母就会说啊，我也好累，好累。
I had to take a nap after you left.
啊，我需要你们走完以后就需要睡觉了。
But oh, I'm glad you came.
但是我很高兴有人来。
Even though we hardly talk.
尽管我没有说什么话。
And so I think Martha is sort of like that.
我想想，马大可能就是这样一类的。
Martha was a person that was focused on making sure that people had the best dinner and best food possible.
马大的专注就是能让耶稣他和他的门徒有一顿最好的晚餐。
And so she was worried about all the details and all the things that she had to do.
她就是在想，脑子里想的全是啊，我要做什么，怎样让这个晚餐做得更好。
But somehow she was missing, in some sense, the most important thing, and that was the relationship.
很可惜是她却。以往的一件最重要的事就是他和耶稣的关系。
Now, in contrast to Martha, Martha had a younger sister named Mary.
跟马大相对照的就是他的一个年轻，他的妹妹叫玛利亚。
Verse 39 tells us about her.
从第39节开始告诉我们关于玛利亚。
He said, and she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching.
39节说她有一个妹子名叫玛利亚在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。
So the first point was that we saw the mission of Martha.
所以从这里我们可以看看我们先看到的是马大的做的事情。
The second point we see the position of Mary.
我们现在看到的是玛利亚的位置。
And her position was at the feet of Jesus.
她的位置是坐在耶稣的脚前。
You see, in that context, rabbis, teachers would have their disciples listen to them and sit at their feet.
在那个时候，那时候老师经常让学生坐在他的脚前听他讲话。
In Acts 22 verse 3, Paul says literally, he was educated at the feet of a rabbi.
在使徒行传22章第三节讲说，保罗自己讲说，他似乎几乎是坐在他的老师的脚前受教。
So when Mary sits at the feet of Jesus, she is acknowledging that Jesus is the teacher, the rabbi.
当玛利亚这样坐在耶稣脚前的时候，其实她表明的是，她知道说耶稣是她的老师。
She is acknowledging Jesus' authority.
她在承认耶稣的权柄。
And notice it says not Jesus' feet, but the Lord's feet.
在这里，如果你看英文圣经的话，他说不是耶稣的脚前，是主的脚前。
So the teachers of that day didn't stand up in front of a blackboard.
在那个时候，老师并不是站在讲台黑板后面讲道。
They actually sat down.
其实在老师坐着。
And the students would kind of sit at the rabbi's feet.
学生也是坐在老师的周围。
And what was particularly unusual was that Mary was a woman.
不过这时候很不平常的事是，玛利亚却是一个女性。
Certainly the men would be seen sitting at Jesus' feet, but here in this culture, it was also saying that women could be disciples and followers of Jesus as well.
在那个时代，女性去上课是很少，但是在这里却告诉我们说，女性也可以做耶稣的门徒。
But in the midst of this scene, something happens.
在这一段，就在这样一个环境当中，有一件事发生。
This quiet family scene kind of blows up.
好像这一个很安静和谐的家庭的这样一个气氛突然就被打断了。
And maybe that's happened in some of your family gatherings.
其实我们有时候在我们每家的聚会，也许会发生这样。
You thought you had a nice, quiet Chinese New Year dinner.
也许你觉得啊，我们新年的晚餐很高兴，也很安详。
And all of a sudden, a fight breaks up.
结果突然好像有人开始打架了。
And so in verse 40, it says, but Martha was distracted with much serving.
在第四十节说，马大伺候的事多，心里烦乱。
That is, Martha was being pulled or dragged away with all the things that she needed to do.
也就是说，马大对他自己所做的事情已经占据他的心思，他已经心烦意乱。
See, her focus should have been on Jesus as well.
她的焦点应该是耶稣身上。
Here is the Messiah in your home.
这就是来到你家里的弥赛亚。
But she was more worried about all the food preparation.
但是她忙着是在想怎么样预备食物。
And then, as the midst of the cooking, she was saying, "Oh, the soup was boiling over."
她等到在做菜时，突然发现，哎呀，原来那个汤已经糊了。
The fish is getting overdone.
那个鱼也烧糊了。
The table was not set.
我们的桌子还没有摆好。
And so Martha begins to get irritable.
她就开始说心里烦乱。
And so in the, probably in the kitchen, she was thinking to herself, I have to do all this work by myself. No one is helping me. Particularly Mary. My younger sister, she should be out in the kitchen helping me. And so maybe she throws the pots and pans around a bit, make a little extra noise. Kind of a hint to the sister. But Mary doesn't budge from Jesus' feet. Maybe she peeks in from the kitchen and looks at them. And now she's getting mad at Jesus.
Because
she thinks Jesus ought to tell my younger sister to go in and help me. And so that's sort of the scene that was happening. And so she begins to focus on herself. She's thinking about how, you know, all the work that she has to do. She's thinking that no one is helping me. Nobody appreciates what I'm doing. And so she lashes out. And so she said, and she went up to Jesus and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.
所以他就根据描述说，他就近前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”
So Martha is not only mad at her sister, she's mad at Jesus too.
所以的话，马大不单是对玛利亚不满意，而且对耶稣也不满意。
Because Jesus doesn't seem like he cares.
好像在他眼中，他觉得好像耶稣也好像不在意这件事。
The loving Savior, right? And the Lord who knows everything, and yet, in some sense, Martha is saying, you don't care about me. Because if you did really care for me, you would have told my sister to get into the kitchen to help me. And so, we see in the third point the observation of the Lord. And he makes both a negative observation and a positive observation. We see this in verse 41. And please remember now that Martha is serving the Lord. She loves the Lord. She wants to make the best meal possible for the Lord. So she feels that she is showing love to Jesus and doing her very best in serving Him. So please don't misunderstand that Jesus is saying serving is wrong. Serving is a good thing. But we need to see serving in perspective. And so in verse 41, the Lord makes this observation.
He
says, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things.
耶稣回答说，马大，马大，你为许多的事忧虑烦恼。
Now you notice that Jesus is kind of gentle with Martha.
大家注意说，其实耶稣在这里对马大还是很有温柔的心。
He's not like scolding her and showing a lot of anger at her. But she wanted, Jesus wanted her to understand something. It's not wrong to serve. But we need to serve with the right attitude. And so what Jesus was saying is you serve the Lord and you become self-centered about it and thinking about being critical of other people, then you're serving with the wrong attitude. And And so I think there's a lot of application for many of us who are serving the Lord.
对我们今天在做的每一位服事的，真的都是很有用的一段经文。
You may be teaching Sunday school.
你可能在教服日学。
Maybe you served in Awana.
也许你在 Awana 事工里面。
Maybe you're involved in visitation.
你可能在做招待。
You're involved in the worship service.
也许你可能在。
Whatever you're doing, your serving is good.
无论你做什么。不是主是对的
But we need to check our attitude.
但是我们也要审查我们自己的心。
Because sometimes we begin to look at ourselves.
很多时候我们服侍者就变成自我中心了。
And think that, oh, these people don't appreciate me.
所以我们常常会抱怨说啊，原来我做了这么多，别人都并没有对我。
Those people aren't doing as much as I'm doing.
很多人做的并不像我这么多。
And so we become critical and lash out at other people.
所以我们开始对别人有怨言。
And so, when people don't join us or they don't notice us, we become judgmental.
所以当别人不来参加我们侍奉，或者别人不理解、赞扬我们的时候，我们就开始有怨言了。
And so that's why Jesus said, "You are anxious and troubled about many things."
那就是耶稣说，你为许多的事。
He was pulled doing something good, serving the Lord by cooking.
说你为许多的事忧虑。思虑烦恼，他在做很多事，为着耶稣准备晚餐。
But she forgot who she was serving.
但是他却忘了他侍奉的主。
And she developed an attitude that was judgmental of other people.
他开始有怨言，开始论断别人。
She had a serving ministry, but she didn't have a servant heart.
他有一个侍奉的这样一个侍工，但是他却没有一个仆人心。
But in contrast to Martha, we see Mary.
与马大相对照的就是玛利亚。
And Jesus says this observation in verse 42.
耶稣在这里他对玛利亚的这样的一个看见。
He says, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken away from her.
耶稣这样说，但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已选择了上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
So, Jesus here is talking aboutPriorities.
所以在耶稣在这里讲是一个优先的次序。
See, there's lots of areas that we can serve.
所以很多有很多地方我们可以服侍。
There's lots of needs that are out there.
有很多的需要。
And so sometimes we can be overwhelmed with all the things that we have to do.
有时候甚至我们觉得事情多的我们都做不过来。
But Jesus is saying one thing is essential.
但是耶稣说有一件事是不可少。
And Mary chose that essential thing.
而且玛利亚就选了那一件。
And that is to spend time with Jesus.
就是说与主亲近。
To worship him, to draw upon his strength.
去赞美他，去与他连接。
And so that is the most important thing, not just serving him.
这是最重要的。
Again, serving is good. We need people to serve.
我们再次说，真的服侍人是很重要，我们也需要很多人起来服侍。
But sometimes in the midst of serving, we forget about spending time with Jesus.
但是有时候危险是在我们服侍的时候，很多时候我们就忘了与主亲近。
And I know that that's a problem. For instance, those of us who serve on the pastoral staff.
甚至我觉得在我们的这个牧长当中都会有这样的难题。
You know, Sometimes people think that we only work, you know, a little bit on Sunday morning. That's it.
很多时候有人会说啊，也许我们做副长的可能就是礼拜天工作一点点而已。
But all of our pastoral staff, I would say, we're put in probably 50 to 60 hours a week serving the Lord.
很多牧长都会，其实他们都说我们每个礼拜至少有50-60个小时。
You can't even enjoy worship service, really.
有时候你都觉得好像这个赞美都好像我们都不能去。真的享受
You know, they're constantly looking at their watch.
很多时候他们都是在看他们的表。
They're thinking about what's going to happen next.
他们在想下面要发生什
么。Or they're thinking about their sermon a little bit.
他们在想我们讲到在讲什么。
And so even in worship, they can't worship.
赞美的时候、敬拜的时候，他们都没有心思去赞美。
And sometimes we can rationalize away and say, well, you know, I studied this passage for hours this week. I don't need to have devotions.
有时候我们会对自己讲说啊，我已经为了这篇讲道准备了好几个小时，我可能不需要每天这样的灵修。
In preparing for the sermon, I studied the Greek and the Hebrew, and that should be enough.
为了这篇讲道，我甚至去研究希腊文和希伯来文，这已经够了。
And so we forget sometimes to spend personal time in worshiping the Lord.
所以我们就忘了自己跟神一段亲近的。
Reflecting upon His goodness.
就是去想。
Reflecting on His salvation that He has given to us.
去思想主的救恩。
And so we need to remind ourselves that we need to personally have time to worship the Lord.
所以我们常常要提醒自己，我们需要单独与神亲近。
We need to not think about what we're going to teach to other people, but we need to allow God to teach us something.
我们不要老想着我们怎么样去教别人，而是要想着说神，让神怎么来教我。
See, the word disciple actually means a learner.
其实这个门徒的意思是学徒的意思。
But when we're a teacher, we always think, oh, this would be good to teach to other people.
当我们做老师，我们常想，哦，原来这段经文真的对别人讲。很好教
but we need to allow the Lord to teach us.
但是我们需要神来教我们。
Because in the midst of the serving, we need to allow God to teach us and to empower us.
在侍奉中，我们需要神教导我们，能够有能力。
That was Martha's mistake.
这就是马大的犯错。
But she was just serving.
她只是忙着侍奉。
But she wasn't spending time with Jesus.
她却忘了跟耶稣亲近。
She wasn't feeding upon God's word.
他没有对神的话语，他没有看过的。
That's why Mary was commended by Jesus.
这就是为什么啊，玛利亚也得到赞赏。
Because she was sitting at Jesus' feet and listening to him.
因为她坐在耶稣的脚前，听耶稣的教导。
And so, it's not to say that we need to be, you know, like Mary and not like Martha.
并不是说我们只要像玛利亚，也不像马大。
We need to be both Mary and Martha.
其实我们需要既是玛利亚又是马大。
But there will be times we don't have time to do everything.
有时候我们觉得说真的，我们不可能有时间做所有事。
And what Jesus is saying, well, you have to have make choices, choose time with Jesus over serving.
在这段经文告诉我们说，当你要选择很多事，忙着你没法照顾，要选择的时候，耶稣说你要选择亲近。
So Martha could have said, well, you know, instead of a 10-course meal, maybe 2-course meal is good enough.
马大会说啊，我真的不要做40菜了，做两个菜吧。
Maybe I don't have to be the cleanest house, but I want to spend time with Jesus.
也许我的房间不用打扮的那么的整洁，其实我更多的愿意去跟在一起。
Later on, in John chapter 12, Martha is again the hostess of a dinner.
在约翰福音第十二章，我们看见说，其实马大还有一次再次邀请耶稣去他的家。
When Jesus was invited and the disciples were invited again,
耶稣他们门徒都去了。
And there is no mention of any complaints.
在那一段经文里面，我们看见说马大再也没有发怨言。
So Martha must have learned her lesson.
所以马大已经学到了他当学的功课。
And so I hope that we learn our lesson as well from this passage.
我希望每个人也从这段经文中学到我们当学的功课。
That even though serving is so very good and very important,
尽管说侍奉非常重要，也非常对我们有帮助。
Your time with Jesus is even more important.
你的时间与主亲近的时间。
Because you need to be strong in the Lord so that you can serve other people.
因为你需要你的命有。很坚在信心里，在主里面很坚强，你才可以帮助别人。
And if you are serving the Lord in your own strength, then you know, and you're irritable and hard to get along with, it defeats the whole purpose of the ministry.
如果是你凭你自己的血气去侍奉，到最后我们发现说，要么发怒，要么跟别人处不好关系。
And so one question might be, how are you doing in your personal devotions?
所以最终问题是我们的灵性怎么样
Are you spending time, quality time with Jesus?
你真的有时间跟耶稣去亲近
Do you spend time praying each day? Do you spend time reading His word? Not to teach to other people, but allow God to teach you.
你真的有时间祷告去读圣经吗不是你教别人而是用愿意神来教你
And if you haven't been doing that, it's probably affecting your attitude.About serving.
如果你没有这样做的话，你的侍奉得好好信他。
You begin to just focus on yourself and your needs, and begin critical of other people.
你的侍奉慢慢就会变成自我中心，开始发怨言。
Let me close with this illustration.
下面我用这样一个故事来结束。
I know many of you have taken airplanes.
很多人坐过飞机。
And you know that there's always in the beginning before they take off all these safety instructions.
在飞机起飞之前都有很多安全的规则。
And so one of the parts of that safety instruction is they say, in the unlikely event of a loss of cabin pressure, the panel above you will open and an oxygen mask will drop down.
在这个规则当中有一条经常说，假定如果说在异常情况下这个飞机开始降失控的话，在你的上方会掉下一个氧气罩。
Take that mask, put it over your nose and mouth, and adjust the tabs and breathe normally.
把抓住的氧气罩戴在你的嘴巴和鼻子上，然后把那个后面橡皮筋拉紧，然后开始正常的呼吸。
But then you notice they say something else.
你有没有注意到他下面说的话？
They say, if you are traveling with children or seated next to someone who needs assistance, place the mask on yourself first, then offer assistance.
他说，如果你在座位边上，你带着你的小孩，或者你发现说你座位边上有需要帮助的人，先把氧气罩戴在你自己戴上，然后再去帮助别人。
Now, why does I have to say that?
他为什么会这样说？
Because I think people's natural instinct is to help the child, for instance.
对人的本能来讲，也许父母觉得首先要去给孩子戴面罩。
The child is so helpless, so needy. You have to help the child first.
因为孩子他自己根本就不能帮助自己，那显然你应该先帮他呀。
But what the safety instruction is saying, but what if you black out first?
但是这个安全规则告诉我们，其实，但你要是做一个假定，如果你自己先遇过一个怎么办
？You put the mask on the child, but then you black out, then.No one's going to help you put on your mask.
意思是说，如果你把氧气罩带给孩子，但是你自己晕过去了，没有人再帮助你。
And so they say, put your own mask on first, and then help your child.
首先让你自己戴上面罩，再帮助你的孩子。
And I think this is a spiritual lesson.
从这里我们也看出一个属灵的对我们的功课。
Because sometimes we're so focused on the need of the people that we're serving.
有时候我们常常看见别人的需要。
We think that's a priority.
然后说这是最重要的一件事。
But if you fall spiritually, if you become spiritually weak because you didn't help yourself, then you're not going to be able to help anyone else.
但是假定如果你自己都在属灵的身体上站不稳的话，你真的不能帮助别人。
And so you need to feed yourself spiritually. You need to be strong spiritually yourself.And then you will be able to help other people.
我们首先自己要在属灵的立场、真理上面能够站得住脚，我们才能够去帮助别人。
Let's fall together and pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, we thank you for as we celebrate the anniversary of our church.
父神，谢谢你让我们一起能够来庆祝我们的堂庆。
We thank you for the many people who have served you in this church over the years.
为了在很多年里面来侍奉你的这些同工同感。
Whether they serve in Cantonese ministry or English ministry or Mandarin ministry, we thank you for their dedication and hard work.
无论是他们在粤语堂、英文堂还是国语堂，我们为他们所做的衷心的摆上感恩。
But even as we appreciate such people, we recognize that we also need to heed the warning that Jesus has for us.
在我们当他们发出感谢的时候，我们也
that He tells us that yes, serving is good.
我们也要在主的面前审查我们自己，让我们说明白说侍奉是对的。
But worshiping You is even more important.
但是赞美与主亲近更重要。
Spending time with You is even more important.
让我们有更多的时间与你亲近。
So many of us are so busy serving you that we don't spend time with you.
有时候我们在忙乱当中真的没有时间的亲近。
And we lose focus.
我们失去了我们的侍奉中心。
We run on empty.
我们开始凭着我们自己的能力去做。
We get difficult to work with.
我们有时候常常与人不能相处。
We criticize others.
论断别人。
We burn out.
我们最后已经做的再也做不下去了。
Help us to learn from Mary.
让我们从玛利亚身上学习。
To sit at your feet.
在你的脚前坐。
To learn from you.
从你那里学习。
To draw upon your strength.
从你那里汲取力量。
So that we indeed can serve like Martha.
这样我们可以像马大一样来侍奉。
With a better attitude.
但是以更好的心态。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.